Two new aircraft are announced by Hawker Beechcraft. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. At NBAA 2010 in Atlanta, Hawker Beechcraft Corporation rallied a little from recent news of economic woes by announcing two new aircraft. ANN's Tom Patton spoke with Sean Vick, Executive Vice President of HBC, about the new Hawker 200 and the Beechcraft King Air 250. First, the new light jet.
Describe to us the thinking behind the Hawker 200.
I would describe it as having seriously engaged in the marketplace for the better part of 12 months through a variety of direct or indirect conversations that totals over 3,000 qualitative discussions on a variety of our products, including what to do in the light jet category. And we were very excited to perform that survey work. We had professionals both within the company and external help to help us interpret that so that we could make informed decisions. And the culmination of all that is the Hawker 200 you see behind me right now.
Why now? What's the timing behind this airplane? Because as Mr. Boyster said, the total recovery of the industry is about 12 to 18 months out. Why introduce the airplane now?
I think that, well, Hawker Beechcraft did a phenomenal job of investing in and taking risk in the innovative composite technology marketplace. I think that there was not as much done in the market-facing conversation to ensure the world understood why this airplane is as good as it is and what this airplane is capable of doing and how it competes. As we went out into the marketplace, people would actually ask me, why is this airplane not a Hawker? Especially those who own and operate a Premier One, who have grown to appreciate the performance and the comfort of this airplane, they would sit aboard their aircraft in that cross-section and literally say, this is a Hawker. And we elected at this point in time to position the airplane as such. We're going to be aggressive in how we go to market and take an airplane that I think has ample appeal globally and grow our market share. We think using the Hawker name and properly, you know, more properly attributing what this airplane has as a competitor is the right strategy.
So what's the niche for the airplane?
You know, it's fascinating because there are everything from, you know, ultra-high net worth individuals whom have need of an airplane in this class and category for, you know, personal travel purposes to business purposes to a variety of Part 135 operators because of the single pilot certification of the airplane who have found it to be capable of being a profitable asset in their fleet, to really mid-sized companies, again, globally, not just in the U.S. market, who appreciate the cost benefits of this airplane and the cabin cross-section. I like to say to people, you know, never before has there been an airplane with a fuel inlet this small with a cabin cross-section that large that flies that high, that fast, that far. And if you're interested in being attentive to detail and focused on cost management and productivity, this is a pretty good place to place your bet.
Walk us through some of the numbers. How high, how fast, how far?
Okay. The airplane, it'll be certified to 45,000 feet, 473-knot airplane. Max range is 1,625 nautical miles. It has a basic operating weight of 9,320 pounds. Cabin dimensions 13 feet 6 in length, 5 feet 6 in width, and 5 foot 5 in height. Time to climb 13 minutes to flight level 370, 24 minutes to flight level 450.
What's the certification process? Where are you in that? When does the airplane fly? When is it certified to go out to customers?
This airplane will be certified for delivery in late 2012.
So what is the price point on the airplane?
The airplane is going to go to market at $7.55 million.
And is the order book open now?
The order book is indeed open now.
Do you look more at an owner-operator situation? Is this going to be an air charter? Is it going to be a corporate airplane? Where do you see that falling?
I think it's all of the above. We have very successful operators in the 135 niche. I don't really think you can pigeonhole the airplane. Now, clearly, those who have a requirement to fly eight people, you know, 3,000 nautical miles, will be talking to us about the Hawker 4000. They won't be talking to us about this airplane. But it makes a great stablemate for almost any midsize or larger fleet.
In a moment, HBC's Sean Vick explains the thinking behind the King Air 250 turboprop. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Tom Patton is in Atlanta, talking with Hawker Beechcraft Corp's Executive VP Sean Vick about the company's new products. In addition to the new jet, there's a new turboprop.
Let's shift gears a little bit because you also introduced a King Air 250 today. Mm-hmm. Why another upgrade on the 250?
You know, again, let's go back to the market-facing conversations that we've dedicated ourselves to. The King Air is an iconic brand. The airplane is, you know, a bulletproof workhorse. As we talked about investments in the airplane, obviously investments ultimately have to be reflected in the price. What the marketplace told us very consistently was, this airplane, this match of fuselage, of wings, of engines, of avionics, you know, it does everything I've bought it to do. Don't worry about farther. Don't worry about faster. Quite frankly, what we'd like is some additional capabilities because I use this airplane to go to places that, candidly, I would not otherwise get to because I can't get commercial service. And we all know how enjoyable commercial service is on a good day. So what we did is we listened to that input and sat down with a group of highly skilled people and found a way to add over 1,100 new airports as a result of this airplane's field capabilities.
Sean Vick is an executive VP at Hawker Beechcraft Corporation. Find out more about the company at hawkerbeechcraft.com. Tom Patton is ANN's news editor. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.